in 2011, because I brought up the comet strike or the meteor strike, because of the energy that I put into it, I'm going to say that it will be announced that there has been a way, a new science, they're going to say new science, that's been discovered, part of it utilizing the energy between the sun and the earth, that's going to help to rebuff incoming comets and meteors of a certain size. And this is going to lead them to figure out how to use force fields, not only to rebuff these incoming, but also to reorganize and restore ozone layer, a better atmosphere, cleanse the atmosphere. These are all the strides you can look forward to in 2011. There's another thing that's very important that I want you to know about. I always knew that one of the ways that humankind was going to find a common denominator, that's the thing that's missing. We're like the Tower of Babel. We need a common denominator that everybody can agree on, no matter what your color is, what your religion is, what your beliefs are, something that you agree on that doesn't contain a government, a law, something. And that's why I created the Whale and Dolphin People Project.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great idea. And you can go to the Whale and Dolphin People Project on Facebook and find out more about what it's all about.
Right. Now, in 2011, you are going to see an advancement of the Whale and Dolphin People Project, which is my personal campaign, which I created because it's going to be an agreeable movement around the world where cetaceans, whales and dolphins, who are self-aware, are actually non-human people. So the status of them is going to change from animal to non-human person. Therefore, people are going to have to stop killing them. And this is going to every country, every people in the world will have the opportunity to understand that there is more intelligent life on planet than humans. And it is the important step between that and public ET contact. That's right.
Well,
public
ET contact. That's very interesting. It reminds me of that Star Trek film, one of the Star Trek sequels. When the Death Star is coming closer and closer and closer, and then
Star Trek 4.
Okay, I'm sure you know all about that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all very interesting. Let me ask you some very practical and straightforward things. What about the Dow? Do you have any ideas about what's going to happen to the Dow?
The Dow has always been one of those things which is a pawn. And I actually read in my research that some pundits are saying there's going to be a huge crash in 2011. And just because of that, I'm going to say things are going to level out. Things are going to go up. And if I have my way, we're going to find a way to employ people in their own neighborhoods so that the economy actually goes up. When the economy goes up, the Dow goes up.
Now, what about things like oil, the gas prices and house prices? Do you have any thoughts about that, or am I getting too specific or too sort of outside of your area of interest? I'm not sure.
I see no help for the gas prices at this time. That manipulation is still in the grinder.
So that's going to keep going up?
Unless other developments occur.
Because if they do go up much more, they derail the whole economy just the same way they did last time in 2008.
Right. So if they're not going to, that means another event will have to occur that stops it.